Hello, this
Hello?
Hello, this is Randall.
Hey, Randall, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
I'm doing just fine.
Good, good, good. How's business going?
Oh, real good. It's never ending.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a great thing.
Yeah, 28 years in business. So.
Wow.
Yeah, we haven't advertised for a couple of years. I can't get all the work done.
So you think maybe if you hire more people, or is it something that you got to do yourself?
Well,
to kind of.
And I'm wanting to hire more people, but the problem is that it's kind of a specialty work.
Right.
Climbing 90-foot trees hanging over people's houses is definitely a specialty thing.
You're not lying. I agree with you.
Yeah. No, I mean, the landscape work we do is really kind of top-notch, and so it's a lot of, you got to cut stone, and you got to be able to hang with those boys, and
absolutely,
working
man.
Outside in Texas is, it's kind of a, you know, I think you have to be about stupid to work outside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You
nice.
Know?
Well, either that or you got to be making money, so.
Yeah, well, I used to be the stupid guy working outside, and now I'm just a guy managing information and trying to keep everybody happy, you know.
And there you go. Well, you paid your dues, right? So
I did pay my dues.
Absolutely. So, hey, I know you've been working with Tyler here. He's trying to get you some money here for the, is it the wood chipper?
No, it's actually for a what's known as a chip truck. It pulls a wood chipper.
Oh, okay, chip truck. Okay. Okay, and that's going to cost around $30,000.
Yeah, that's what they said. I spent $40,000 off by purchasing a used piece of equipment that in turn cost me $40,000 in repairs, and after I paid the last $13,000. It broke down 2 weeks later, and they cost me $1,000 to let them know that I need somewhere between $20,000 and $30,000 for a new motor.
Oh wow! Okay, all right. Now, what is this gonna do for your business by bringing on this chip truck?
Well, the one thing is that with the demand that I've got, I'll be able to send two trucks out on the job. And that means that I won't have to go to the dump as fast, and or I can split the crews up.
Okay.
But I've got enough manpower where I can send a crew in a different direction, which, of course, is the same as franchising.
Okay.
Exponential money.
That's awesome. That sounds great. Now, what does that equate to as far as, like, dollars-wise? What are you thinking? If you had a
well,
truck,
what happens if you take... It will add about $200,000 a year.
Okay, $200,000. Okay, that this sounds like a no-brainer. This sounds like you need to bring this on ASAP. Just we need to make this happen for you quickly. How soon are you looking to do this?
Yesterday.
Okay, I understand. $200,000 difference a year. I'd be looking to do it yesterday as well. So now the next question is. I want to be able to. I can get you the $30,000. Okay, that's not going to be the problem. My question to you would be, how long do you want this loan for? Okay, are you looking? You know, do you want to pay it off quickly? Do you want it to drag out a little bit? Because the longer you let it drag out, it's going to cost you a little more. I mean, at the end of the day, the amount of money you're making back on this chip truck. It you know, the payback's not going to be nowhere near what it's going to cost you to what you're going to make. So it's just going to come down to what can your business handle to be able to pay back.
Right. Well, I think one of the things I'm apprehensive about is that if I do something like this on a two-year plan,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's going to have that payment bumped up there somewhere between $1,200 and $1,400 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, I mean, we're consistently making money, but perhaps 3 years would be better than 2 years. And I guess then again, the cost difference of having that extra year, you know.
Work out the 2 year plan and 3 year plan.
Yeah, perhaps you can look at a 2, 3, and 4 year plan. If we've got options, that would be great.
Okay. Now, did Tyler speak to you about doing equipment financing or just getting you capital?
I think he just talked about getting us capital.
Okay. Because there's a huge difference. Equipment financing, we can definitely try to get that payment plan that you're looking for. With the capital, you got to keep in mind, it's basically our bank giving you $30,000 with an basically with you just saying you and I'm not sure who your business partner is, if it's your wife or...
Yes, my wife.
Okay. So it's basically just saying, if you guys go with working capital, it's us giving you $30,000 and you guys just saying your word, saying you're going to pay us back. So we're going to charge you a little more because it's an unsecured loan.
Right. Well, here's the deal, though, is that I've got a used truck sitting up at International, and I've got a $30,000 debt on that that I'm already committed to.
Okay.
And so whenever I'm looking for financing for a motor for that piece of equipment, I don't know that you would call that an equipment finance, would you?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about right now. That's the challenge that I'm trying to see. Let me see, though, if there's... So the actual motor you're buying, is it from an actual...
It's from International.
It's from a dealer. You can give me an invoice?
Oh, yeah. I can get an invoice on that. Absolutely.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Can you send over that... How soon can you get that invoice for me?
Let me go ahead and call Allison right now. And this number that you call from, is it a direct line to call you back?
It is a direct line, 858-909-8867.
Okay, and did you tell me your name was Jeremy?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, it was close.
Yeah,
Jeremiah, let me call you right. Yeah, let me call you right back.
All right, you got it.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.